I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen's trying to get us all motivated, or does misery love company?
No, misery doesn't love company. I just feel like when you have a group of same, similar-minded people, you can accomplish your goal easier. So who's in for dry January?
Oh.
Me!
I'll tell you, my January going to be wet.
So wet.
How wet?
So very
the
wet.
Wettest.
The wettest of wet.
Whoa. It's not even going to be moist. It's going to be wet.
So dripping.
Flooding. Just a flood. It's the 30-day flood. I'll tell you why I'm not joining you this year, because I don't need it. In past years, I have needed it. Usually in November and December, I'm going to holiday parties. And I told you guys, I cut back on my drinking so much this year. I'm very proud of myself because I've always had this difficult relationship with alcohol that I've just lost the taste for it. And it could be because I'm just eating more Delta 8. But either way, I just don't like drinking as much anymore, so I don't need it.
Well, that's awesome to hear. But your friend over here does need it. So would you like to support your friend and help her?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, I can do it, but it's like there's no... sure, I will do it because there's no challenge in it for me.
That's fine.
It sounds great. I don't even like alcohol as much anymore. So sure, I'll join you.
Well, so here's my idea. And it was the same as... Well, it's similar but different. So you remember when we were seeing... Like, who got laid the quickest in 2020, whatever it was.
Yes.
So, and we had to ring the bell when we came in and we finally, you know, got a little something for the new year.
Yeah, I think it's been 3 years since Katie rang that bell. We're still waiting. She thinks the bit's still going on. It's not. You won, all right?
So, I thought for dry January, that's the similar thing. So, if you end up having a drink, and it's not to come down on anybody, it's not to be like, you suck, but you just come in and you tap yourself out with the bell, because I am recognizing that I am imbibing a little too much to get through the holidays this year. I fully recognize it. My 12 days of Christmas is the 12 drinks leading up to Christmas. I have been joking with my neighbor. We are drinking every day until Christmas.
Is there something more stressful this year that's happening for you than it has been in the past? I know for sure Mo, as he's been pretty honest about that.
Yeah, I don't. The holidays have hit different this year. They've hit harder. The grief is more tangible this year for some reason, and I can't put my finger on it. And it's been, I think, a stressful year for many reasons. And I've had some people hit me up in my DMs explaining a couple of things, whether it's seasonal affective disorder, you know, politics this year, the election took a toll on a lot of people. So you add that in, and then, you know, you just compound with, you know, maybe my hormones because I'm a woman of a certain age, so that's affecting it. Like, there could be all kinds of reasons as to why I am pinging this holiday season.
Are the rest of you guys feeling the same way, Mo? Obviously. The rest of you guys also? Is it different this year?
This is the first time in a long time I haven't been depressed, so let me drink.
Yes, yeah. No, for sure. And so I I've just been kind of like self-medicating.
Yeah.
And just to like, you know, I was like, we got those Christmas cookies pushed out. I mean, yesterday I happened to see a message from the school and I hit Bart up and I was like, did you send Jimmy to school in his pajamas because today's pajama day? And we did not.
Okay. He'll be ostracized from the community.
He didn't say a word. He got in the car when I picked him up and he had no clue and didn't think twice about it.
I mean, I think that's a good, like, that's a symbol right there. Like, we're stressing and stressing and stressing. And he shows up without PJ. He don't care. Yes. You know what? In the overall scheme of things, you know, like in January or February, you're going to look back at this and probably go, it just wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. So I can recognize my blood type right now is Pinot Noir. So I need to do a reset. So I am full on board for dry January.
And I will be joining you. But here's the thing. We did try this before, and half the cast tapped out by January 5th.
Did we really?
It was this past January. So, girl, you've had a lot of wine.
Are you serious?
Yes.
We actually did it this past January.
I don't recall.
Isn't
either,
that neat?
And that's exactly why we all need to do it again.
Because I remember last time I did dry-ish January, so I wasn't like full on for a dry January because I knew there was like two different things that I was going to have cocktails at. So I made it a point I wasn't going to drink during the week, but I would allow myself to have those celebratory days.
And that's the problem because I'm thinking of one of those things right now and I'm like, but I really want to drink at that.
Yeah.
So can I do dry January except in advance be like that day I am taking off.
Is exempt?
Yes.
From the dryness?
Those 2 days are
a weekend. I'm fully on committing this year.
Can we do that? Because I got a show in January, and that's what was keeping me from doing it, too, because I know I'm a drink during my show.
And we all have a show in January. We're doing that Dad's Garage thing on January 23rd, right? We're all going to want to nip a little bit on our way through that.
I plan on taking something else besides alcohol to get through that.
Turn it up, D.
January's not looking too good. Can we reschedule for March?
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.